The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, little did I know when we had the most enjoyable evening for our Thursday interview, kindly sponsored by McGuigan's, that Phil Thompson came over, went for a meal afterwards. Little did I know I would be months before I'd be speaking to him again, because I haven't spoken to him since because of the whole disaster of what's happened to sport. Phil, welcome back. How are you? Did you escape the infection yourself?
I have, and it has been, as you can see, the deaths over here have been absolutely tragic. So everything's been fine. My family's been good. One of my sons is a doctor, and he's been at the hub of it all. He's been working with a lot of the COVID patients. He reckons at the moment things are getting under control. As you just said there, there's a downward trend. So thankfully, I do feel sad for the ones who have lost their loved ones. It's been dreadful.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad, you know, at your age, you know what I mean. But anyway, wait till I tell you. Will Liverpool's victory now be tainted? I mean, the integrity's gone out of the Premier League. It would have been fairer to call it off, surely.
No, absolutely not, Ivan. And I think there's a lot of people out there, and I think all the doom and gloom merchants, you included, wanted this null and voided. And I think it has been at times extremely harsh, the way it's as though people, this dreadful disease, and people are trying to use it as a leverage for football and get it banned, which I think was wrong, because what we had to do was see and obviously take the science that went with it and see how the downward trend and when it would come, and if it was possible for football to come back, because nobody knew what was going to happen. And I was like to think, and the way the Premier League have done this, and this new guy, Richard Masters, which must have been incredibly hard, I think they've done very well, is not to overreact when all the doom and gloom merchants finish it.
Okay.
Null and void.
The plan is that it will come back on the 17th of June. Just to clarify some things. First of all, there was talk about neutral venues, and they'd actually concentrate in doing it all in London or Birmingham or whatever. What is the plan? Is it as you were, everything the same except behind closed doors?
No, Ivan. Most games will be home and away, as it will see the fixtures work out. The first two fixtures on the 17th will be the two games which the teams have in hand, which is Aston Villa versus Sheffield United and Manchester City against Arsenal. That will then have everybody on equal terms. As you can see, if anything drastic was to happen, everybody will have played the same. So it's home and away, but there's crucial fixtures which I think maybe not the government, not the Premier League, but the police have identified, which could, and I think Liverpool come into that category, which is, if we were to win the league anytime soon, there might be a lot of gathering of fans. Those games might be at a neutral ground, just those games. And the likes of the North London derby between Arsenal and Tottenham, those high-profile games, certainly the derby game, which I feel for Everton, because they would really, although you know you can't have fans, they would have liked to have played at Goodison. But Liverpool, Everton versus Liverpool, will probably be at a neutral ground somewhere.
And tell me, will it all be on telly?
All the games, which is wonderful. And I think that is one of the things that the government stressed, that when and hopefully football can get played again, they will wanted to uplift the whole of the country and to sort of give it a sort of welcome boost. So I think they've looked at it, they've analysed it, and I think they think the time is right that it can get it underway.
What just Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong. Just say, like you heard, a Bournemouth player or a Watford player went down on a test. You know, what is the can a club just say, we'll just say De Bruyne and, you know, Sterling and a good
few.
I know
where you're coming from. We've had
what will happen?
What will happen is that the way they're treating it, the way I'm led to believe, is that they will treat it if there's 5, 6, 7, 8, even up to 10 got COVID and they'd have to go into isolation, the games would still go ahead because they would deem that as being having a raft of injuries, which teams have often had. Your Manchester City have had it. Tottenham have had it. So the games will still continue. I think it's if they have at least 15 fit players that expect it. I think it'll be harsh. And again, comes back to the integrity of it all. But that is the way that they see fit to get this up and running.
What will happen to the FA Cup and European competitions, the Europa League and the Champions Cup?
Oh, those things, they should just null and void them.
Right, because I thought that there was a...
No, they should just... Ivan, listen to me. They should just null and void them because Liverpool aren't in it.
Yeah. Well, that match should never have been played. The 6th and 8th of August, isn't that
Ivan,
the... Yeah.
Can I just say that the FA Cup games will be in between. So they'll be midweek games between now and August. I think August the 1st are looking to have... which is the week after they hope the Premier League will finish. The 25th, 26th, I think, is July. The Premier League will finish. The following weekend will be the FA Cup final. What does happen with the Europa League and the Champions League, I don't know. But they will get those. They are still looking to finish the FA Cup games in that capacity.
And finally then, we know that Liverpool are chokers, but even with a 25-point lead, they'll hardly blow it, will they?
I think we would, and justifiably, and I think you would have to say that, Ivan. At 25 points, it would be extremely... It won't be, listen, the guys who, the likes of yourself and everybody, will still sort of feel as, well, they can't celebrate the way they would like. They can't have a bus tour around the city. Because this is 30 years in the making, this, Ivan. And it would be, and that's part of why they're a little bit worried that Liverpool fans will congregate when we win the title, which will now be very, very soon.
All right. It is a pleasure through gritted teeth. Phil Tomer Thompson, let's hope it all goes to plan because God knows all football fans do need a lift. It's great to talk to you again.
The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.